Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today our guest is Tal Brook of Spiritual Counterfeits Project, and certainly one of my favorite guests. And he's written a book called One World. It used to be When the World Will Be as One, and then it was updated and added to and put in a lot of great pictures, and it became One World. And we really are heading towards One World. We're also heading towards a war in the Middle East. It should be obvious to anybody who understands propaganda how all these new articles on terrible Osama bin Laden is, and pictures of Osama bin Laden in the papers, and, oh my goodness, we've got to do something about this terrible terrorism, the threat to America, our lives are endangered, and yet the president won't seal the borders. Intention is leaving the borders open so terrorists can come into the country. There are all sorts of terrorist cells operating in America today, all carefully monitored by our own government, who's watching them all and has them all infiltrated, and who knows, maybe they're even financing them, for all I know. We know, for instance, that the government has done everything they could to prevent having any sort of protection on our commercial airlines against surface-to-air missiles. They've done everything they could to block the arming of the pilots. They've done everything they could to make sure that the air marshal program was really sort of a farce. Only air marshals and about 10% of the planes. And actually, it wasn't until just this last couple of weeks they allowed the air marshals to wear casual clothing so that you couldn't pick them out and know where they were. And, of course, so lastly, they don't even bother to check the cargo on the airplanes, but we're so worried about the danger of terrorism. Well, this is Tal Brook, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Middle East, and that most of what you are being told by the mass media just isn't true. Tal, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be with you. I tell you what comes to mind, and that is, golly, was it a week or so ago that the latest so-called terrorist attack in England, you remember, all of a sudden people in Heathrow Airport, and I used to live in England for about 10 years, Heathrow Airport, they're backed up for days, no one can get on planes. Why? Well, it turns out we learn later, supposedly Muslims are going to blow up a bunch of jetliners en route from London to America, and that's what, of course, Bush and Blair said. We learned later that they were Muslims without tickets, they were Muslims without passports, they're Muslims really without bombs. And in fact, one chemist, I don't know if you've checked this out, but the kind of bomb we're told they were going to use was a TATP bomb, and that's short for triacetone triperoxide. And the experts say to build a bomb like this on an airplane, in a bathroom, I imagine being in a bathroom for 5 hours, I think they'd catch on. But you can't do it not in any airplane toilet, and not with the resources available, not in the time afforded. These are PhD chemists. Not with the time afforded by a transatlantic flight, and not by anybody without a chemistry degree. Now, it turns out, and I know you know this, former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, says the alleged transatlantic liquid bomb plot, that's the latest one now to take away more rights, we're going to get to that in a minute, is stage-managed propaganda on behalf of Bush and Blair, who, quote, yearn for a new 9/11 to absolve them of domestic political trouble. I mean, certainly with the elections coming up, we knew there'd be a 9/11 event. It also gets people used to losing their rights. I can hear the music. We'll get into it in a minute.
All right, and this was all planned long before 9/11. Everything is following the script. It was written, if you want to read the article, it was written by Richard House back in 1996, where he talked about the long lines at the airports. But, of course, his article has disappeared from the files of the Wall Street of the Washington Post. I wonder why. We'll be right back.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear. And healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Tal Brook, and we were simply talking about how they're trying to frighten us to death. I was commenting that Richard Haass, who today is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, back in 1996, he was in charge of their research project, and he wrote an article that was published in the Washington Post, I think it was the 14th of August of 1996, in which he talked about terrorism and how it was going to change our lives and how we were going to have to get used to standing in long lines at the airports. How we were going to have to get used to standing at long lines at government buildings. How we were going to have to get used to increased surveillance and being watched all the time and regulated and giving up our freedom in the fight for terrorism against terrorism. This was 1996, and, well, of course, this article was published in the Washington Post. We know because it's quoted in the New American Magazine in 1997. But when we went back to the Washington Post archives, all of Richard Haass's other op-ed articles are there, but that one in August of, I believe it's August of 96, somebody has made that disappear. I wonder who could have done that. But fortunately, a newspaper down in Florida picked it up, so we have the entire text, and he lays out the plan for everything going on today. Do you think that's just accidental? This thing is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. That's Richard Haass, today the president of the CFR.
How do you spell it, Stanley?
H-A-A-S.
Okay.
And if you want the article, I'll be glad
to send it. No, just for the listeners, I wanted to make sure, yeah, they knew.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Well, no, this is what's going on, and like you, I'm someone who loves the America I knew as a child. I love what it was, but it has changed so much, I'm not sure what country we're living in anymore. I mean, the loss, the thing that really blows my mind, I travel a lot. I stand in these lines, and when you see an 80-year-old woman surrendering a tube of toothpaste and shampoo, because what, she's going to blow up the plane? Give me a break. And of course, the CFR has a long history, just like the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, in sort of steering people towards, you know, one world. And the sad thing is that, Stan, I don't know if it's stupidity or cowardice, but the masses have mega blinders on, and they want to be have all their freedoms taken away, so they're going to have security. And they seem to buy this thing. But meanwhile, I guess the brazenness of the powers that be are such that if you look at any one of these episodes that we've been seeing, the latest being the liquid bombers supposedly out of England, we have yet to see a one, by the way, it's just full of holes. And we were just talking a minute ago that a PhD expert, when they said that there would be TATP bombs, triacetone triperoxide, said you just cannot even begin to do that in an airport bathroom, not during the 5 hours it takes to cross the Atlantic. And in fact, there's a longer list of why it's not plausible. It's made from hydrogen peroxide, acetone, and sulfuric acid. But it's, you need a lab to do the thing. And you have to be above 10 Celsius. There's a very important temperature variation. Once the TATP forms, it crystallizes as snowflakes from the solution and must be harvested by filtration and liquid discarded. I mean, this is all in the bathroom, right, at 10 Celsius. You know, I got news. I mean, the PhDs are saying this can't be done. So we're being lied to, and it's a rather bad lie. It's not a good lie. And meanwhile, here's what I'm wondering about, and think this through with me. Stanley, the airlines are losing a fortune. Again, any number of them are close to being bankrupt. They're on Chapter 11, etc. If I were the CEO of an airline that might go under from this sort of thing, I would have people out there doing some serious legal and other types of research to point these things up as being flimsy, that they're basically, they could go bankrupt because of an agenda. And flying, which was once a great experience, certainly for me growing up, it's turned into a horror story. I mean, I frankly do not look for having to fly in a number of weeks to the East Coast. Because what? You know, because of one person, Stanley, because of one person, this is another flight, the guy who supposedly had the exploding tennis shoes. You remember?
You mean John Reed, the mad shoe bomber. Right?
Yeah.
Robert Reed, whatever that is.
Yeah,
Richard,
because
Reed.
Of him, we now put millions of people now have to have all their shoes scanned because of one guy. Remember, years ago we talked about the Unabomber, the precedent of one. This was years ago you and I were talking about the precedent of one. One guy mails a bomb, everyone in America from now on has to stand in line at a post office. Trust is gone. One person just abridges the right of hundreds of millions. And so now you stand in line, your shoes are scanned, and now, gosh, you can't bring a soft drink on there. You can't bring shampoo or toothpaste or anything liquid. It's a horror story, Stan. This thing is crazy. We need to get people angry to stand up against this stuff, and they will bully and push the populace against the wall. But the trouble is the populace doesn't seem to be aware or have any will, you know?
I think we've got a real problem because I really believe that they've done something to the psyche of the American people,
this
so they don't react
important.
Normally.
Yes, that's right. So what, by incremental change, if you tried this, if you'd created such an airport 40 years ago, people would explode. They would not accept it. The government would be voted out, basically. At this point, because of incremental acceptance, I mean, the really mean game is that, of course, in elementary school, I don't know if you read the thing by John Whitehead on how the elementary schools are becoming tyrannical, but basically, kids in elementary school are passing through metal detectors. They're being sort of cloned, they're being conditioned, you know, for Big Brother. And it's happening all around us. So you've got metal detectors, you've got sniffing bombs, you've got police in the hallways. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't forget about the name tags that they have to have fastened on the outside of them so that people know who they are with their picture on it.
And the next thing
they want to do is put RFID tags on
them.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah, you let me on that one.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. No, you jumped that one. It is the RFID tag, that's right around the corner. You know, and then the kids get that. You know? You there?
Yeah, I certainly am.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they're equipped with barbed wire, metal detectors, police running the halls, and our elementary schools look more, like prisons. Now, we're talking about the airline thing as well. I'm going to jump to that. But you've got kids now who are going to be the new citizens. If you think the present group are kind of sheeple that don't care, certainly the kids, you know, under zero tolerance, I mean, where they're getting expelled from mouthwash and aspirin and all the rest, I mean, as they wander around, they're being basically under political correctness. It's dominating every aspect of school society. I mean, you know, we're headed for a graveyard.
Well, people don't understand. We are being conditioned for the dictatorship. This is exactly what the invisible government wants.
Yes.
And there is an invisible government that controls both political parties, most of the wealth of the country, and the media.
Right.
And it all is founded in the occult, and that's what most people don't recognize. And this is something that Tal would, because certainly he's been on the other side. He's been part of the occult.
Well, this is part of the formula. I mean, they're being socialized. I mean, I'm so glad that when I went to school as a kid, there wasn't any of this stuff. I mean, I went to a lovely little school where we could, public school in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., where we could sing Christmas carols. And I mean, I came from an atheistic family, but I've talked about this before. With just being exposed to that, I know made a difference down the years that led to my conversion. But we didn't have this mistrust. We didn't have the gender police. We didn't have the RFID tags that are going to be out soon. Stanley, I mean, we weren't scanned when we went to school, but let's go back to the airports. I mean, these kids, they're going to be ready for anything. When they're told to kneel down, they're going to do it. And at that point, the New World Order, the world government wins. I mean, there have been so many warnings that we've talked about on the radio about world government, but now we see in action the sort of grooming of people for this. And so there were a few angry people. Now, the other thing that's crazy is that in this staged atmosphere of terror, you know, this emotional manipulation, you may remember when in one plane a 10-year-old kid said something about a bomb and they went nuts. You remember that. And I think they landed the flight early. They went to another airport. I mean, when it reaches a point where a 10-year-old can say something and you redirect the flight of the airline, does this represent a problem here with reality? What do you think?
Well, I think what they've done is they got everybody so scared that they really believe that there's this tremendous threat of terrorism. In fact, if you go into the background of what's going on over in Iraq today,
yes.
And who's funding all of these paramilitary groups? Well, a lot of them are funded by the United States.
Yeah.
Joel Skousen's got a great World Affairs brief this week. He just talks about instance after instance after instance where we have created agent provocateurs to create this whole world terrorist movement, and it's been financed by our own intelligence agencies, along with the MI6 and MI5 over in Britain, for a long period of time. We've created the best enemy money could buy, and Americans are cowering in fear of some of Bin Laden is living in a cave, but he may get you any time. You better be careful.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, It's staged history. It's managed history. I mean, the most we can do now, and I hear the music in the background.
Will you hold that thought? We'll give somebody something to wait for when we get back. Tal's going to tell us what we can do right here on Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess is Tal Brook of the Spiritual Counterfeit Project, and certainly one of my favorite guests. And you pick up the story there, Tal. Tal, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying that we've been talking about the liquid bombers is the latest one. In a little bit, I want to get more back to 9/11, too, because it all fits the whole thing of staged terror things. Basically, the people are being herded. Now, here's something you may not have thought about. You know, Every time one of these things happen, it's like playing a card game, Stanley, and another event happens and I say, okay, surrender this next card, okay, or I'm going to call you on the table. And in this poker game, something very interesting has come out of the latest, this thing of you know, the liquid bomber deal, and it came out of England in an English paper, namely The Guardian, the London Guardian. The article basically says, forget sharp objects and hair gel. Our private emotions are now up for grabs at airport check-ins. Let me take this with you. It's by Catherine Hughes, okay? And so here's the next little deal here. Apparently, it won't be long before something called Uniform Spot, S-P-O-T, operatives are patrolling airports. And what happens in England is going to happen in America. Let me run through this one. Although this sounds like a parody, you know, one of those weak jokes, what they plan to do is by screening passengers by, quote, observation technique, that's Spot, S-P-O-T, screening passengers by observation technique, is apparently already up and running in certain places in the U.S. And Paul Ekman is the professor who helped turn face reading into a science back in the 1980s. And so what spot operatives are apparently good at doing is picking up, quote, microfacial expressions that basically give away what you're really feeling. Now, this ups the whole thing in an airport, right? So now you got spot operatives looking at it. So this means that would-be terrorists who say something come under a spot operative because there's some sort of fleeting grimace to the face that lasts a 25th of a second, and then they go to the next stage. Now, what this means, Stanley, if you're in line and they see your face flicker, they take you aside, and then you're under an inquisition. It would be worse than something in the Moscow airport in the 50s. Does this make any sense?
Yeah. Or I'll never forget when we came back to the Berlin Wall in, I guess, about the 70s. The frightening thing, you know, I had a beard and I didn't have one when I went in. My wife had contact lenses, and you suddenly have that feeling, they're not going to let us out of Berlin. They're going to keep us here in this communist country. And that's just where we're headed today, where everything is monitored and controlled. And it was all planned long before the 911. And it's as they knew exactly what they were doing that morning. Oh, when, of course, they were holding their military exercises. And they were putting all sorts of blips onto the radar screen so that the people from NORAD couldn't figure out what was going on. They thought it was all a military exercise. I guess we've got awful smart terrorists who picked out one day, the one day when they could have gotten away with it, or maybe they didn't pick it at all. You pick up the story.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with so-called spot technology, this thing of being trained to read micro-expressions. It's like giving someone who has policing powers almost unlimited power because there are no checks and balances at this point. I see you in line, and for some reason I decide to play with your head. I might let you go. One guy sees an attractive woman, and he says, well, I think I'm going to hang out with her for an hour. So you have that side to it. But you also have the side of literally basically being able to keep someone from a flight. I mean, according to a micro thing, I don't know, how long are you going for? Who are you staying with? What's the purpose of your trip? I mean, soon that morphs into, do you really intend to do all the driving once you get there? You know, I mean, then you can ask anything personal, you know. Who are you going to go see? Where are you going to stay? I mean, this is Big Brother right here. I mean, this woman journalist, in talking about spot technology, amps it up a level. And we've been talking about this with every terrorist thing. First it was the shoes. Now it's all kinds of things. Now it's liquids. But now beyond that, and the whole purpose of our piece is, you know, you've looked at our bodies and stuff. Do we have any interior? Is there any place we can hide? You know what I'm saying?
There's not going to be any place to hide, Tom.
Yeah.
They're moving us towards a worldwide dictatorship.
Yes, sir.
Everything will be monitored from satellites. Everything will be tagged with RFID chips. They will monitor us from the cradle to the grave from morning to night. We'll be right back with Tallbrook.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately, with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon is Tal Brook of the Spiritual Counterfeits Project. Tal, would you like to get your telephone number out? Would you like to get your website out?
Yeah.
Tell people about your regular monthly publication.
Yeah. Basically, I'm not only an independent author like Stan is, and Stan, of course, pushes my book, One World, which is an overview of the whole emerging New World Order thing, but I also run a nonprofit, and we deal with a whole bunch of issues, as you well know from our publications, from the Da Vinci Code to you name it. We cover the, and of course American freedoms, we cover them all the time. And so basically our phone number here in Berkeley is 510-540-0300. 510, call us anytime, 540-0300. We sell a ton of things on the web. We've got a pretty big web page with secure cart financing, and I think you have a link to our web page, but it is scp-inc for incorporated, .org for organization, www.scp-samcatpeter-inc.org. You can get us, obviously, on the web anytime. And so, yeah, we cover a host of issues, and it'll probably, frankly, be down your line. You can see what we've got just by going to the webpage. It's a 30-year-old ministry. We've considered sort of the upper echelon of the apologetic ministries. We've got a very large group of extremely bright people who write for us, and we've won a host of awards, first-place awards in the EPA contest. So, yeah, I mean, I think we have our work cut out for us until the Lord gets here, basically. There's so many things that are going on. But today, you should call us anytime. There are actually people at the phone right now. But going back to the whole terrorist thing, Stanley, you know, we've talked about one incident after another, and the latest, of course, is the liquid bombs coming out of Heathrow Airport. And I think a lot of people were cynically saying, okay, when's Bush going to do the next 9/11 before the big vote, the vote coming up? Well, gosh, this was smart. Well, let's do it in England so we can't say it's an American contrived thing. And you get the same fallout from it, the same terror. It's a Bush-Blair deal, a New World Order deal. Well, and so we're back to this thing of the liquid bombers, and we're back to this sense, and I want to touch another aspect of this. We have been doom and gloomers, and I keep hoping God is going to open something up to give truth a chance. And we know there's Ron Paul in the government. He's a congressman, of course, who's a medical doctor like Stanley is, and he's a straight shooter. He's a straight libertarian conservative. And he's written, his Stan and I both know, just reams of really good stuff. But then you hope, Stan, you look at Ted Kennedy and you groan. You look at Hillary and you just hope that she'll be maybe taken to a new dimension. So her harm, whatever she can do, will be minimized. I look at Bush and I cringe. I wish he'd sort of risen to his natural challenge, which I think would have been, say, running a 7-Eleven or a Sears outlet. I think he's geared to do that. He shouldn't be in the White House. And you look at this huge group of corrupt politicians, Democrat and Republican, bought out, owned by either AIPAC or other lobbies. And this is a really bad situation. It's like the high corruption of the Roman Senate, America being no different. And then you say, is it all possible that maybe more than a few good people could run for government? And of course, one of the recent ones, I don't know anything about, or you might, but there was a recent thing, the Nashua Telegraph, which is a Republican candidate for this area's congressional seat, says the U.S. government was complicit in 9/11 in the terrorist attacks. Now, apparently Mary Maxwell said that the U.S. government had a role in killing nearly 3,000 people at the World Trade Center so it could make Americans hate Arabs and allow the military to bomb the Muslim nations such as Iraq. And she implicated the government by saying, quote, September 11 attacks were meant to, quote, soften us up to make us more willing to have more stringent laws. This is what drives me crazy here in the U.S., which are totally against the Bill of Rights. Now, you and I are both looking at that side of this whole gambit. To make us particularly focus on Arabs and Muslims and those strange persons who spend all their time creating little bombs, giving Americans a reason to hate them and fear them and therefore bomb them in Iraq. And from there on out, of course, Iran is next. And you hope for an honest voice. She said the September 11 attacks were made fertile ground for more stringent laws such as the Patriot Act in the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, which we hear about more and more. And then she says, legally, we shouldn't have gone to Iraq if Congress can't explain why we're there. We can't do that. And she describes herself as a strict constitutionalist, a candidate who wants to bring the country back to basics. Now, I don't know her, and I don't know her character, and it may be local state government she's running for, but I guess what I'm saying is we need someone who's not terrified of breaking the lockstep air of political correctness and multiculturalism and speak their heart, speak their mind, without being compromised by some political lobby. And this seems to be one of the rare people. By the way, she is the wife of a medical doctor that spent years overseas.
Now, do you know, is she a Republican or a Democrat?
She's Republican.
Okay, well, that's unusual, because usually, of course, the Republicans all fall into lockstep behind the president.
Well, they do.
They're getting money.
Yeah, that, of course, and that's another thing we've covered, and that is the, let me say it slowly, folks, the co-opting of the Republican Party by the neoconservative agenda. And we've talked about the neoconservatives many times, who's really, they've really drawn up the battle plan of the Middle East. They penetrated the Pentagon, and the same names, Worms or Pearl, you know, a whole bunch of them actually, and Wolfowitz, and there are more, both drew up a plan for Netanyahu in Israel, and then in the Pentagon, they drew up a parallel plan in tandem, you know, with the VP and the, you know, even more, call the plan for a new American century. And so it's the same ghost, it's the same plan, and it's happening. I mean, I worry because I've told you I was in Sri Lanka writing a novel when Bush first went on TV beating the drum to invade Iraq. It was before Iraq, and I said, no, pal, don't go over there. I lived in the Middle East 4.5 years. You barely left America. Of course, my dad was a diplomat. I've lived overseas more than 20 years. Here's a guy who's barely left the country trying to go to war with Iraq. And I said, you don't know what scorpion you're going to be fighting with, pal. And so we're in Iraq, and everyone knows it's a debacle. Now, tell me, they're beating, Stanley, the same drums of what? We're back to nukes again with Iran? We're back to that again.
Oh, sure. Well, after all, you know, they might get an atomic bomb. They might threaten the whole world maybe 5, 10, 20 years before they get it. Maybe they're not even trying to get it. We don't know. But
we don't know.
The thing is that they want to go to war with Iran. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
And it has nothing to do with nuclear weapons.
No.
In fact, everybody has forgotten, Tal, that we brought the radical Islamic rulers to power back in 1979. The United States,
yep,
State Department,
the
CIA brought
Department.
It there. And in 1979, I had no idea why it didn't make any sense, but I'll sure tell you that in the year 2006, it makes a lot of sense. If you wanted to have a major war in the Middle East,
mm-hmm,
and plunge the world into a third world war, you would have done just what they did back in 1979 and installed these radical mullahs in power.
Yeah, we did. We put in... Well, I mean, the Bush family has been friends with the Bin Ladens for a long time, and I think they were in very close touch at one time, and it certainly smells of a setup. We're back to Orwell's, you know, evil dictator scenario. And then, of course, with the president of Iraq, the same deal. I mean, he, you know, deals with the CIA. That we gave him technology for germ warfare and other stuff, right?
Right. In fact, I read something.
And then, of course, in Iran, we installed the Shah of Iran. I'm trying to remember the family name, a name like, Belazi or something. And we installed them, and in the wake of that, I mean, that was, you know, when they had the revolution when Jimmy Carter was president, then we were embarrassed when they manhandled the people at the embassy, and then finally under Ronald Reagan, they got the hostages out. But all that was you know, long intrigue where the Iranians knew that America had put in the Shah of Iran, who just he was a corrupt creature, of course, with a giant palace and ingesting billions of dollars while his countrymen were starving. But at least the point is the oil pipelines flowed back then, Aramco, and we, you know, as a kid I lived in Beirut, Lebanon, Aramco and all these Arab countries was working fine and kept the flow going. But there were political setups there, I guess, for America's takeover of the Middle East oil, I suppose. And in tandem, frankly, these wars suit Israel. We're doing Israel's bidding as well. Wherever you stand on the thing, this is just a fact. And then, of course, weeks ago, the country I lived in for 4 years, Beirut, Lebanon, which was once described as the Paris of the Middle East, a beautiful place in so many ways, because of two soldiers were supposedly kidnapped. We have a major part of Beirut costing trillions of dollars, bombed into the Stone Age, with hundreds of civilians killed who were had done nothing. And so all of a sudden, America's probably going to pay the multi-trillion-dollar tag. So what do? We supply Israel with weapons for major attacks, but certainly not on civilian populations. We're finding cluster bombs and other stuff in Beirut where it's been bombed into the Stone Age. And America is going to pay for the bombing and give Israel more weapons so they can do it again. I mean, and then we go bankrupt in the process. So by the time the president-in-chief is out of Washington, the debt load will be off the chart. I mean, we're going to have three pennies to live on when this guy's done, and we've paid for all this folly, especially preemptive war.
Let me just first. I don't know if you saw Ben Bernanke's speech that he gave. I think it was on Friday. Of course, Bernanke, as you know, is the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board.
Right.
But it was
he's
all about
for inflation. He's helicopter Ben.
But you know what he said was, you know, that what is really happening is our policies of globalization are helping to lift living standards throughout the rest of the world.
Oh,
and we've
wow.
got to keep doing everything
oh,
we're
good.
Doing to help people throughout the rest
oh,
of the world.
That's nice. They're really happy. He needs to go over to Gaza. I mean, he's a double citizen. He's an Israeli-American. He needs to go to Gaza where the Palestinians are and see how well they're living. He needs to go to Iraq and see what a great lifestyle they have.
Well, what was so interesting about his speech, he didn't once mention America, what was good for America. It was all what's good for the people throughout the rest of the world.
Yeah, and it's bunk because the standards are terrible. I mean, I've lived in India, you know that. I was just in Sri Lanka. Europe's under a nightmare because they're exploding Muslim population with the whole Christian consensus imploded. And you have this highly polarized Muslim population. It's like that old novel you and I knew about 15 years ago called Camp of the Saints, except this time it's coming true. Bernanke is another one-worlder. He wouldn't be in office if he were. He's a clone of Alan Greenspan. And he's Mr. Inflation, and, you know, we will not be in better shape when he's gone.
Oh, no. Well, we may not be in any shape at all.
We may not even be around. We may not be in any shape at all. You wonder sometimes.
my very real concern is that his loyalty is not to the United States, as the loyalty of all of these people. It is to this internationalist dream.
Yeah.
And I never saw anything quite so flagrant as just talking about how the living standards in many parts of the world are rising, and that is true. There are things a little better off in China than they were before, probably a little better off in India and many other countries.
Well, India and China can pull their own weight regardless of us. They're having a legitimate economic turnaround, frankly, based on the original principles that once made us great. That's the joke here.
Sure.
The joke is what once made us great, they're abandoning socialism and they're into free market. Now, we're in a strange kind of situation. And so Bernanke is trying to grab the cream of what they've created and apply it to that. But the reality is what America is doing is impoverishing. I mean, we just saw it in Lebanon, a couple of weeks of American weapons. And the Arabs aren't fools. They know that we are giving Israel weapons and our best weapons, and these things are so powerful they can decimate a family for 1,000 years. They can spread their DNA all over Beirut and nothing left. And that is our legacy. We have a killer president and we have a killer government, And basically, I would say in the last, my dad was a high-ranking diplomat, I would say in the last 12 years, we've managed to reverse 100 years of clever, skillful diplomats working day and night in countries such as this around the world, like my dad did in Beirut. It's all gone. We've just wiped the slate clean. They hate America.
And I think that's true. I think that when we get into World War III, and I think it's only a matter of time, that we're going to be standing alone.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, we could be, because England's going to end up pitching Blair. They may see through the illusion that they've been betrayed by three decades of corrupt politics. They may close the border. They may even begin exporting Muslims en masse. For them to survive, they're going to have to do certain things. Otherwise, their history, everyone will be a skinhead with an egg on his head with a comb and you know, basically nails running through their ears and their noses. I mean, it's going to look like African primitives in England running around throwing firecrackers and swearing. I mean, that's where the whole thing is. It's dystopia, Stanley.
Amen. We're out of time, Tal, but look forward to having you back again sometime real soon.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with us that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and their survival of of Christian civilization, we hope many of you give serious consideration to becoming a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America, trying to get people to understand what's really going on. And what is going on? We're being betrayed by our leaders. Both political parties are controlled. The media is controlled. The great tax exempt nations are controlled. Most of the wealth of this nation is controlled. The banking industry, the corporations, primarily by people who are involved with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, and at least the CFR, and certainly the Club of Rome, and the Trilateral Commission all have strong origins in the occult. And when you begin to understand that, so much of this makes sense. The ultimate goal is to bring about a one-world government that they want ruled by the Antichrist. Now, most of the people in there don't understand the spiritual implications, but some of them do because they frankly sold their souls to the devil. Now, if you'd like to get into the background of the Brotherhood of Darkness, these organizations we're talking about, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is a best place to go. You can get the book, the video, the audio tape. To get into the spiritual aspects of this, you really need to get the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour versions. You'll hear these people talking about how they sold their souls. You need to read David Rockefeller's book and find out how his daughter is such a good friend of that great American patriot. Well, I guess he's not American, he's really Cuban. A great Cuban patriot, Fidel Castro, a multi-murderer who killed 15,000 people when he came to power. He just had show trials and had them slaughtered. How come he's so much worse than Saddam Hussein? And I think Saddam Hussein is a wicked man and should be executed. But so should Fidel Castro. And yet, of course, David Rockefeller's daughter is a great admirer of Fidel's. She spends a lot of time down there in the utopian society where they have a two-class system, one for the elite and one for common people like you and me. Well, the book of memoirs by David Rockefeller we carry, you'll certainly want to get our May newsletter. Gives you an overview of the Trilateral Commission, its goals. It goes into immigration. But what is the true purpose of the Trilateral Commission? You'll be amazed when you read my May newsletter. You can get it off the internet at RadioLiberty.com. Or if you don't have access to the internet, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be glad to send you a free copy if you ask for the May newsletter. Now, an excellent book on what we're talking about is Tal Brooks' One World. That's Tal Brooks' book, One World. We also carry his book, his story of living in India, becoming a number one a disciple of Sai Baba, the Indian mystic. The book is called Avatar of Night, and it's really a biography of Tal Brooks. You'll find it fascinating. So that's One World or Avatar of Night, books by Tal. We have so many great new books that you really want to think about getting that will help you better understand. I think one of the more interesting books we carry is The Devil's Game. And it goes into the background of the Islamic terrorist movement. I mean, who do you think financed Hamas and set it up? Your intelligence agencies, along with Israel. Who is it who's been funding al-Qaeda and the Taliban and this whole Islamic terrorist movement? Why, your government. Well, initially it started with MI6 back in the 1870s. And then, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood financed in 1928 when it was founded. And this whole movement has been to create the best enemy money could buy. When you understand that, things begin to make a lot more sense, don't they? The book, The Devil's Game, another excellent book, is called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who quotes what top CIA official is saying. When the dust settles, people will realize 9-1-1 wasn't a failure for intelligence. It was a triumph. Right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities.
Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, we welcome your calls from out across America, but please don't call in until we ask for your calls, because we have this on the line, Doug Rocky, and certainly Doug was with the military for many years. He was in charge of cleaning up the American military equipment, tanks, armored personnel carriers that had been struck by friendly fire during the first Gulf War back in 1991. And then, of course, found out pretty how ill both he and many of his men got from their exposure to depleted uranium. And Major Rocky, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Good evening, Dr. Stan.
Well, where do we stand? Is the government still doing everything they can to discredit you or anybody who talks out about the dangers of depleted uranium?
Absolutely. It's nonstop without any hesitation whatsoever. But we have something dealing with depleted uranium, or thing that's extremely important to understand at this time and as we speak. The United States, with willful deliberation, provided Israel with uranium weapons and all kinds of cluster bombs and bunker busters and all kinds of explosives that were deliberately used throughout Lebanon on both civilian and military targets. And consequently, what we have throughout Lebanon, and it's been nonstop work here on trying to clean this mess up, what we have is the whole region is now contaminated with the residue from conventional explosives, the residue from use of uranium munitions, and all of the hazardous materials that are used in industry, agriculture, education, and medicine that have been released throughout Lebanon and actually throughout the Middle East now contaminate air, water, and soil.
Well, it must really be terrible for the people who live over there, innocent civilians, and we, of course, provided Israel with equipment. They weren't bombing the military. They were bombing civilians, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And that's what's so frightening, is that we were providing the equipment so they could destroy the infrastructure of Lebanon, almost as punishment for not standing up to Hezbollah.
Absolutely. Now, the horrible, simple thing is this thing. Is the use of all of these weapons. Hezbollah was using conventional munitions and explosives. Israel was using conventional munitions and explosives. Israel was also, as the evidence from the U.S. Department of Defense and the military has acknowledged, was using Willy Pete, it's white phosphorus. We also have indication from the military that they used some biological agents that caused nausea and vomiting. But then we have just, you know, not only complete destruction of, you know, the oil reservoirs where we have that massive release of crude oil into the Mediterranean, but we've got the total contamination. Now, this contamination does not remain within a few feet of the site where it was released. This contamination is initially spread during the detonation for substantial distances, and then it's resuspended and goes with the winds and all the other atmospheric conditions throughout the entire region. So So the use by all of this stuff by both Israel and Lebanon, the Hezbollah, is resulting what we consider a thorough environmental disaster in God's backyard, in Allah's backyard. And we're seeing horrible health effects. The phone calls have been non-ceasing. The emails have been non-ceasing continuously. This is what we're seeing, how we provide medical care, what do we do, what do we need to do with environmental contamination. Should I go back into this area or not?
And, of course, they're coming to you because you're known to be an expert on depleted uranium. What are you telling them?
Well, you know, my work for the military is not only depleted uranium, it's nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, and then also was involved in writing all the environmental remediation education programs for hazardous materials for the Department of Defense.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radioactivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radioactivity Health Catalog.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Major Doug Rocky, and we're talking about the problem of depleted uranium. And the difficulty is that depleted uranium gives off both alpha, beta, and gamma particles and X-rays, but you can't measure the alpha particles because you have to be very, very close. You have to be up very close. But remember, when you have them in your body, every cell they come in contact with is very close. And so you pick up the story there, Doug, because apparently, you know, the Army knows how dangerous it is. They just don't want the soldiers to know. And endangering the lives of so many of our military people, one in three of the soldiers who comes back from Iraq today, within 3 months, is ill. Go ahead, pick up the story. And maybe you can comment on what I just said, but go right ahead.
Yes, I mean, it's just a total disaster. So you have the betas and the gammas, okay, the beta particles and the gamma rays. Now, the maximum permissible emissions for fixed contamination for beta-gamma on any piece of terrain equipment, structure, or anything that's hit with uranium munitions is no greater than 0.05 millirem per hour. Now, the dose rate in millirems from the beta and gamma with uranium munitions and contamination, we were absolutely, no matter what we did at the U.S. Department of Energy facility or any military facility, able to get it less than 300 millirems per hour. So it's totally impossible to really thoroughly clean it all up. Now, the United States Department of Defense and the U.S. military, and specifically the Army, has known forever on the toxic nature of this stuff. In December of 1992, the Assistant Secretary of the Army, Walker, ordered us to start a study at the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute, co-located here at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. One of our specific taskings was to figure out ways to reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions. A direct order, not only from the Assistant Secretary of the Army, but via the United States Senate. And it's totally impossible, and in our response in our final report, we told them we could not do that.
All right, fine. Well, what health hazards is this having on our men? Do we have any idea how many of them are already being, made ill or severely injured by their exposure to depleted uranium? Does it depend upon how long they're exposed or how many times they're exposed? And, what's the frequency of involvement?
Well, pretty much, again, we have to go back to what the requirements are by the United States Department of Defense. The Department of Defense issued orders back in October of 1993 in preparation for the use of uranium munitions in Somalia that mandated medical care within 24 hours of exposure for everybody that was within a structure, building, or anything, or on terrain that was struck with uranium munitions, that crossed an area where uranium munitions had been used, or anybody that's downwind of the use of uranium munitions. Now, we know that the contamination as a result of a single incident is so extensive that the United States Army, Department of Defense, NATO, Great Britain, Australia, Canada, Germany, and Israel had all adopted requirements mandating thorough that every individual wear full respiratory and skin protection within 50 meters radius of every single incident until it's thoroughly cleaned up or they're completely out of that area and out of harm. They can't enter without it. They can't work in the area. They can't move across the area. They can't bend downwind.
But how can that possibly work when you're in a combat situation where they're bringing in these, artillery shells and certainly, I'm sure, probably the mortars, the bombs they're dropping? I mean, you can't just stay out of those areas.
Well, that's the exact reason. So when we found out, when I developed and we wrote the procedures for the U.S. Army, which are formalized in the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, and then the consequent medical orders, when we found out that it couldn't effectively clean up, you do not have any effective respiratory skin protection, you do not have any effective medical care, and I've learned that sadly personally, that it can no longer be used. And when we use uranium munitions, we not only have all the radioactive isotopes, we have all the conventional explosives residue, and then whatever we blew up, we have all of that residue and hazardous materials too. So we have an incredible toxic soup and a toxic nightmare. That is the reason why today that the United States Department of Veteran Affairs has formally acknowledged in the Griffiths report, that's the GWVIS report that's located on the VA website for May of 2006, that over 384,000 of America's sons and daughters are now seeking permanent medical care for lifetime and permanent disability as a consequence of uranium munitions use and all the other stuff and all the exposures and injuries that they've incurred in combat in the Persian Gulf.
That's what the first Persian Gulf War.
No, that's the combined. That's combined from April and May of 1990 through May 30th of 2006. It's now over 384,000 that have been already discharged and gone to the VA for medical care.
So that would be the first and the second Gulf War.
Correct. And for Gulf War II alone, we're approaching 180,000.
Well, that's really a rather frightening figure.
Yes, and that is the actual statistics in the formal U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs casualty reports.
Now, is that a total disability or is that a partial disability?
Well, you know, the whole thing is, that's have to be put because people are at all different levels.
Right.
But either way, they're coming back and they're trashed. And so we have these kids that are coming back that are young, that have their whole life in front of them, and they're dying. We have the young girls coming back that have their whole life in front of them in their 20s, with cervical cancer and requiring hysterectomies because of all the problems. We have all the neurological problems. We have all the massive respiratory problems. We have the units where they've got zapped by DU and they came back, and over half the unit came back with cancer. We have the individuals, for example, Sergeant Dustin Brim, who did the exact work that my team did during Gulf War II in cleaning up, but he did in Gulf War, you know, Gulf War I where we did it. He did in Gulf War II, and he died of cancer within months. The individuals that returned that for the famed 442nd Military Police Unit, New York's finest police and fire that survived 911 and then got activated, they've come back and they're decimated with health problems, absolutely confirmed from uranium exposures. This is a catastrophe. And now we have compounded the problem by providing Israel with the uranium weapons, the bunker busters, the GBU-28. The U.S. military is absolutely totally confirmed that's a uranium weapon. And then all you have to do is watch the detonation on TV, because uranium munitions are, the signature is unmistakable, and you know what it is. And then we have the photographs of them using the tank rounds. And then we have all the destruction brought on the nation. So right now the Middle East is turned into a toxic wasteland with horrible adverse health effects, not only for all the U.S. military personnel, coalition personnel that reside, that go in there, but on the residents of the region, whether they be military personnel from a nation or any group, or the civilians, the women, and specifically the children.
Do we have any idea what happened to the civilians over in Iraq after the first Gulf War, the civilians in Iraq, and perhaps even in Kuwait, at least in the southern part, where they were exposed to excessive amounts of depleted uranium shells?
Yes, the actual medical reports that Dr. Ali, Jawad Ali, who is a British Royal College of Surgeons, one of the great doctors in Iraq and in England, that was then practicing medicine in Basra, and continues to this day. The cancer rates have gone up exponentially. The birth defects are incredibly horrible. I mean, it's to the point now where they don't ask whether, you know, if it lived, it's not, does it come out okay or not? The birth defects are given. It's whether or not it's going to stay alive. How long will the child live? Now, we're seeing those same birth defects throughout the United States in our own military personnel. I mean, that's absolutely seen in the members of the 442nd that were zapped. So we're seeing an incredible, incredible thing. You know, the casualty rate in Iraq, several years ago, was estimated at 2.5 million.
Now, you're speaking of what casualty rate? You're talking about the first Gulf War?
Combined up to date. As of a couple of years ago when we had a conference. We got called together to a conference in Stockholm, Sweden. And so that's a couple of years
ago. Now, you're talking about these are Iraqi civilians and as well as Americans?
Just Iraqi civilians. We're you know, approaching in the United States military, we're approaching 500,000. Okay.
You're talking about casualties now.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, because we have the casualties of VA reports, but then there's additional casualties to get a direct medical discharge through a medical board from the military branches. So they don't show up in the VA because they're getting their care directly from the military. So when we look at this combined thing, we're looking at the civilians, that are contractors. We're looking at military that have been released, gone to the VA, military they got from the military, and we're right under 500,000.
Well, of course, this is not being talked about. In fact, I'm amazed how infrequently we hear anybody talk about how many of the young men coming back from Iraq today within 3 months are sick. And the figure I have is about 30% of them. But, of course, down the line, will more and more of them get sick? Do you have any idea what's going on? Because that initial figure was, maybe a year ago I've read that.
Yeah, it's continuously getting worse and worse. I mean, on a daily basis, I get phone calls, get stopped on the street by military that are getting sick. They came back, they appeared to be healthy when they saved the National Guard or Reserve when they got discharged, and they were left abandoned, and then all of a sudden they start coming down very, very sick and having all kinds of medical problems. And then as a consequence, the local physicians call us up and say, okay, guys, what happened? Can you help us? You know, so you go meet with the local physicians that are trying to provide care. U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, right where I live here in Danville, Illinois, Ileana VA Medical Center, that's on the state line in Danville, Illinois, Indiana, and Illinois. They continuously ask for help.
All right, now, are you retired from the military now? Or?
Yeah, I'm retired. And then we also have to fight for our own medical care.
Sure.
And that's turned into a disaster because just trying to get prompt and effective medical care from the VA is just beyond comprehension. And then if you do get it, then you get billed.
Well, now, are you eligible for treatment through a military facility, or do you have to go to the Veterans Administration?
I have to go to the VA.
I see.
My disability is through the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for the direct result of all of the exposures and work that I did for the government.
But you mean, actually, they bill you for your medical care?
Correct.
How can they do that? I thought VA care was free.
Sorry.
You mean there really is no Santa Claus? The Tooth Fairy doesn't exist? We're going to be back in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky, who's got an amazing story to tell about how they're poisoning our soldiers today. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Liberties. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
More. to Stan and our guest is Major Doug Rocky. And Major Rocky was just talking about what can be done. If you can get to people early enough after they've been exposed to the depleted uranium, well, you can lavage their lungs. You can apparently chelate them in one or another way. But you have to get them, what is it, the first 24 hours or so?
You have to get them rapidly. But remember, that's only for the very small fraction of the uranium that's got into the body that's soluble. It can be dissolved in body fluids or water and blood. The rest of it can't. It can't. So what happens, and what we know from the work that's been done back in the Los Alamos back towards 1940s, is some of these particulates are so fine that even though they're insoluble, in other words, they won't dissolve in fluids or water or body fluids or lung fluids, they'll pass right through as a gas. So these particulates are acting like a gas because of their extremely small size. And again, this is in the Handbook of Chemistry and Physics, which has been published, you know, continuously for 75 years that I know of. You know, I've seen copies of it, and I've been collecting copies and buying copies myself now since 1971. So that's what, 35 years. So it's just simply there. The problem you have is once you're exposed, there is no effective medical care. The only thing that can be done, and what they do for myself and the others that are casualties and surviving, is they try to stabilize your remaining functions. They try to optimize the remaining physiological functions that you have to obtain some quality of life. And these kids are devastated from what we've seen. I mean, and the children are devastated. There's no quality of life possible.
You're talking now about the children who are born with deformities?
Correct. I mean, you know, when you see a child born with no eyes or no limbs or no fingers or, you know, they have grotesque tumors or cleft palates or, you know, another thing, too, again, getting with the same thing, you know, spina bifida. It makes you cry. And then when you see these children not only in Iraq and Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, but they're in Concord, Massachusetts, Albany, New York, over here near Jefferson Proving Ground, Indiana, Vieques, Puerto Rico.
And now, of course, have there been any studies that show that there is actually a tendency towards an increase in birth deformities? Because there have always been birth deformities. But is anybody doing a study to see how many of these are being born to the veterans of our first or second Gulf War?
Well, I mean, with the Iraqis, it's absolutely been done. And that's been thoroughly reported in the medical literature.
Right.
And you know, you have to understand, in the United States, the conscious decision was made at day one not to provide medical care. So even though I issued the initial order as a theater health physicist during Gulf War I to provide prompt and effective medical care to everybody, that was in pretty much early March of 1991, the theater medical commander, the top doctor for all forces during Desert Storm Gulf War I, issued the medical order in June 14th of 1991, and all of these followed up to where the Pentagon, General Eric Shinseki, issued the order in August of 1993, and then the full formal directive via medical care was issued in October of 1993, and then it's been followed up since. So the current order we have is from the Lieutenant General Peak, Surgeon General for the U.S. Army. He's now retired, and he issued that order mandating medical care for everybody, again, right away, and he issued that in April of 2004. So the orders are there, the requirements are there, they're thoroughly and totally ignored, and the evidence is simply that the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, despite all of the requests, despite all of our work, despite all of the written requirements, had only tested 270 people for known verified uranium exposures out of thousands upon thousands, and even that's not even a fraction of the 400-some-odd names that I personally submitted from our work. They'd only tested 270 people as of the spring of 2005, a little over a year ago. And in the U.S. Department of Congressional, what's called the GAO, General Accounting Office, the investigative report that was published in 2000, the year 2000, they reported that as of 2000, only 51 of us had ever been tested. So there's a deliberate act to delay and deny testing, and the delay and deny medical assessment and care such that they find no correlation between all of this stuff, because they have always, always known what the adverse health effects would be
and that they're very serious.
And, of course, it's just the same way that they lied for, what, 20, 25 years or more about the effects of Agent Orange?
Correct.
And so they're lying about depleted uranium and its toxic effects. Why should we be surprised? After all, Agent Orange was a great military weapon that it helped us lose the war over there. And, of course, it contaminated a lot of the, not only the Americans, but the Vietnamese. And they're having all trouble with their children being born with deformities. And they knew it was toxic when they used the dioxin. And now they're doing the same thing with the depleted uranium. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you have people in positions of power who have a different agenda and no concern or compassion for human life, then we shouldn't be surprised that this sort of thing should be happening.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations. So if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Right back here. Well, this is Arthur Stan, I guess, is a Major Doug Brockie. He's simply talking about a statement. Was this made by a colonel who was in the military, or was this after he'd gotten out?
This was a formal briefing by the senior colonel in the United States Department of Defense in the U.S. Army. He's the director of the Operational Test and Evaluation Command for the United States Department of Defense.
All right, fine. When was this statement made?
This was in 2002. This is a formal briefing that I'm good. So through the routes of exposure that the Colonel Wakayama told the senior leadership of the Pentagon, all the generals, the secretariat, okay, three major routes of human exposure to DU are, quote, mooning by shrapnel, quote, inhalation, lungs and thoracic lymph nodes. Now, my own lungs and everybody else's respiratory lungs are gone because of this. And then the last one is ingestion, quote, ingestion. Most among children playing and eating contaminated soil and contaminated drinking water and food in the community, end quote. So they've always known, of course, we had told them this, we had warned this years ago. That was the reason my findings as a director of the United States Army Depleted Uranium Project, when it ended up being a NATO project, because I had representatives from Germany, Canada, Australia, and Great Britain on my staff.
Well, I think I'm sure that the military may recognize the health hazards, but they don't want to give this up. This is an excellent weapon, isn't it? I mean, is there anything that is efficient as a depleted uranium as far as killing and destroying things?
Depleted uranium rounds are extraordinarily effective against all targets. Again, one of the things that they claim the target for is just for armor, that's tanks. Well, unfortunately, they've used them against all targets. They're extraordinarily effective against a conventional car or truck. They're extraordinarily effective against a wooden structure. They're extraordinarily effective against a brick or a concrete apartment building, as the video evidence and the photographic evidence absolutely documents has been used in Gulf War II. And they're thoroughly, extraordinarily effective against sewage sanitation facilities and water treatment plants that we deliberately and willfully attacked and destroyed during Gulf War I, and then very specifically in Gulf War II, for which we have full video and photographic documentation.
I suppose it did the same thing that in Lebanon when we gave these depleted uranium weapons to the Israelis. So they must have used that to just literally destroy the whole infrastructure there of the southern Lebanon.
That's absolutely correct, and also up in Beirut. I mean, when we watched you on TV and the local news here, you know, we'll pick up the CBS and NBC, ABC Evening News. The other day, I was watching the CBS Evening News, and the photographs were there. They showed the destruction, I think it was in a Beirut, Lebanon suburb. And here comes the detonation, and here's the bunker buster. I mean, it's a uranium signature, absolutely distinct. There is nothing else like it. And then the whole area just literally disappeared. Again, that's one of the 5,000-pound bunker busters, the GBU-28s that are DU that the United States provided to them. But then we have all the other cluster bombs. I mean, the New York Times several days ago, the end of last week, had a very, very, you know, major stories on the cluster bombs and contamination from the cluster bombs and the fact that these are now unexploded ordnance laying all over, as are the large shells and large bombs.
Oh, now, what do you do with the cluster bombs? It's all over there because they're never supposed to be used against civilians, and yet we allowed them to be used against civilians. And then we said, oh, isn't that terrible? Look, they were used against civilians. What did they think they were going to use them against? You know, they were to be used against large massed armies, you know, because it's a very effective tool against large massed armies. But it's not an effective tool at all against, you know, guerrilla attacks, and it's certainly not effective, you know, unless you want to destroy an awful lot of civilians.
Well, what we have is, in all of these areas, we have incredible amounts of unexploded ordnance. That is explosives, bombs, and everything that have not gone off. So last week, the senior leadership in the Pentagon, we were in contact, they were extraordinarily concerned about the submunitions and the cluster bombs that we delivered to Israel that Israel then used. And as you said, it's kind of like, well, we gave them to them and we don't expect them to use them. So you have all of this problem. You have what we're seeing in Lebanon again is what we saw in Gulf War I, is what we saw in the Balkans in 94. Is what we saw in the Balkans in 99 and on, is what we saw in Afghanistan, and what we're seeing in Iraq on a daily basis. I mean, it is, technology has gone crazy, war has gone crazy, the adverse health and environmental effects are completely, thoroughly out of control, and there are no indications that anybody can comply with the requirements to clean up the environmental contamination as required by their orders and regulations. And it doesn't appear that they're not only not going to give prompt and effective medical care to our veterans, and I'm one, and all the guys that knock on my door that are sick veterans, but they're not going to give the medical care that's mandated to what they so-called enemy, and they're absolutely going to ignore the women and the children, and especially the children.
Well, I think, you know, it's really, you wonder why anybody would ever want to harm a child. And yet, of course, pretty are people who have no human compassion and no concern about all the people that are damaged. Henry Kissinger, writing in the book The Final Days, you know, of the story of Nixon, and he's quoted as saying, you know, the military, they're just stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. That was his attitude. towards the American soldiers he sends overseas to fight for our freedom. Stupid Dumb Animals, the book. The final days, anybody would like to see the quotation when it gets to the pages of the book and read and understand. Oh, Henry Kissinger is, of course, one of the deans of our current foreign policy establishment, and they don't care about our soldiers. Oh, they'll be out there waving the flag, but really down deep inside, their only words, they've used them, they destroy them, they have them killed and crippled, destroy their families, you know, because so many of them, wives of the victims of the veterans of the first Gulf War, they were the ill, and their children became ill, and now they're doing it all over again. And they're even talking now about expanding the war into Iran, and where will we go after that? And where is the outcry from the American people?
I don't have the answers.
I know you don't. But it was
all I can say is, you know, there's been such an attempt to scare the average American citizen that doesn't have any knowledge about what's happening. And then they turn a blind eye to allow all this stuff to occur. And, I mean, in our local newspaper that came today, one of the columnists is, you know, he's talking about, well, sending, the head of the column is sending thanks to those who are serving. Whether or not, in this quote, whether or not you agree with the war in Iraq, you have to, if you look at them from the humane perspective, feel for the men and women we've sent to do the military service there. Well, you know, sending thanks to somebody is useless if you totally abandon them and don't provide them medical care, or you send the military over there without the proper equipment or the proper education and training to complete their mission. And it's sort of like, well, we'll wave a flag at you until you thank you, but when you're sick, don't come asking for help.
Amen. Well, we'll open up the line for questions. If you'd like to have a question for Major Rocky, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, one of the biggest things is I have never seen on television any program, any documentary on, certainly on depleted uranium. We've carried the one very well done by Joyce Riley that you participated in, with volumes and volumes and pages, hundreds of pages of government documents about the danger of depleted uranium, and yet it is totally ignored, you know, by the mass media in the United States.
Well, we had a flash in the pan. I've done 2020. I've done 60 Minutes. I've been on
Daily. Did you really do them? What sort of response did you get?
Well, it was, you know, it just flew by. I mean, we had a good, you know, with Morley Safer in 60 Minutes, it was incredible. Okay, and they literally forced Dr. Rosker, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, to acknowledge and admit everything at that time. But then it was kind of like, well, it happened, it was on, and it's gone. So there's no follow-up or there's no accountability. One thing that we see in our country today is all this stuff will be revealed, but there's no accountability for the actions.
Oh, somebody has just called in. Can this be carried in the air, and what about the possibility of it being carried in water, food?
Well, worldwide. It's, we have to remember, within the region, it's absolutely distributed and redistributed. We knew that happened. It's an extensive problem. The United States Army Common Task Training, the U.S. Army's task that all soldiers must master, very specifically master, prior to deployment or, you know, continuing or getting promoted, states very clearly that the uranium contamination will make food and water unusable for eternity. It's very clear. Very, very clear.
All right. Anyway, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to have any of your questions answered, certainly there's nobody who knows more about this than Major Rocky. Well, what about the military now? Do you have any relationship to them at all? You know, certainly retired, but are they coming to you at all for advice, or they sort of hope that you'll go away because you're the one who's pointing out the danger of what they're doing as far as the health of our troops overseas?
The soldiers come all the time. Various unit commanders come. Various commanders come all the time. People that are trying to clean up the mess and help come and ask. They talk to myself and the rest of our team and everybody, you know, actively involved in trying to solve this problem. But then you get to the senior leadership, and the senior leadership just totally disavows that we are the experts, that we did any of the work, that we have any knowledge. They totally disavow their own internal briefings. They totally disavow their own regulations and order that acknowledge and require them to act. Again, there's no accountability. However, there's zero accountability.
Oh, well, let's go to Ken, who's calling from Watsonville. Hi, Ken. Did you have a question for you?
Was there any blood or urine test for chemicals like the explosives that also would make maybe synergize the uranium?
Absolutely. There are, you know, I'm not a physician. Dr. Stan, you're a physician. There are very specific physiological exams, laboratory tests to look and find the byproducts of all the other conventional explosives and that stuff that also gets in the body. So you have a whole group and a whole mess of everything. It's a toxic wasteland, and very complex physiological exams are required. But also you have to come back to fundamental medicine. Do a primary and a secondary survey. What's happened to the individual? What systems are affected? And what's truly happened to them? Don't just rely on technology. Because in medicine, it's not just technology. It's what's really happening.
And, of course, they did have tests at one time for the depleted uranium. They actually checked the urine, as I remember. Wasn't that what they did?
Yeah, what you're actually supposed to do is the requirement is that you take a nasal and pharyngeal swab. So that's the same thing as like when you have strep throat, the doctor goes down with a Q-tip. That determines whether or not you have any uranium deposit on the back of in the pharynx, in the back of the throat. Then what you do is you collect your urine for 24 hours in a sterile container, and you collect the feces for 24 hours in a sterile container. Then you submit these to a major laboratory, and there's not very many of them in existence, where they complete the radiobioassay to determine what the actual exposure was. Now, each one of those tests, minimum cost for those tests is about $1,000. $1,000. And the other thing, too, is when you do that, once you get a dose, you have to do reconstruction. And so after about 30 days of post-exposure, according to the medical handbooks and, again, the handbook of radiation measurement and everything else, this is the doctor's book on this, you're less than 1/1,000th, it's mobile in the urine, of what was actually into the body initially. So you have to do an extrapolation back, and they don't do that. They don't do that at all.
Okay, anything else, Ken?
Well, were they considered in any form or fashion being psychiatric problems with the uranium?
Will there be any psychiatric problems with the uranium?
You have to ask Dr. Bill Baumschweiger, who's the expert on that. He's a neuropsychologist expert. But, yeah, because, you know, first off, you're reducing your oxygen function. Your O2 perfusion is reduced. Your CO2 removal is altered. Your cell nutrition is altered. And then you have all this stuff happening in the brain.
And I talked to Dr. Baumspark. We have a couple of interviews with him. And basically, of course, the uranium would get into the brain. And these people would have terrible problems. They'd have terrible-looking MRIs. And the government said, stop doing MRIs. You're working for the Veterans Administration. He lost his job because he was trying to treat the victims of the first Gulf War. And they were saying there isn't any Gulf War illness. There isn't any. You can believe us because we're from the government. And we wouldn't betray you. Anything else, Ken?
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan and Major Rocky.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. That was Ken calling from Watsonville, and we have a time for another couple of calls. Looks like the calls are coming in. And certainly, if this is such an important issue, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not only talking about all the men who are contaminated now. As this war in the Middle East expands, and I'm very sure that it's going to, I believe that our leaders want to plunge us into World War III, this is going to get into the environment throughout the world. And I hate to sound like one of these crazy environmentalists, but I think we really should be very, very concerned because this stuff will go all over the world, won't it?
Absolutely, and that documentation has been proven through scientific measurements.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Larry, who's calling from Paso Robles. Hi there, Larry. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. And one other thing, too, for your guests and for you, too, just to comment on, that this is kind of almost a population control in a lot of ways, too, wouldn't you think?
In other words, Larry's wondering if this has anything to do with population control. Could that be why they're so indifferent to the human contamination and suffering?
No. Just strictly war, killing and destroying.
All right, fine. So Dr. Rocky doesn't think that it is. Anything else, Larry?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless.
How are you, too?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Larry's one of our friends down in Paso Robles and a regular listener to our programs. And so, at the present time, what can be done? Is there any source of information? Where can people go on the Internet and get the documentation of what you're saying?
Well, the primary source and website to get information is the Trap Rock Peace Center. That is a Quaker group out of Deerfield, Massachusetts, incredible group of people. Sonny Miller is up there, the director. And that website is www.traprockpeace, T-R-A-P, P-E-E-P-E-A-C-E .org.
Yeah, that's Trap Rock Peace, isn't it?
Trap Rock Peace.
Right, traprockpeace.org.
TRAPROCKPEACE.org.
All right, fine. I've been there. It's an excellent website.
Well, you can, Stan?
Yes.
You can actually pick up full copies of the medical orders, the medical protocols. You can pick up copies of the Army regulations and the procedures manual. They're all posted there. It's all there, so you can absolutely see. Again, what we're not asking is anything that is not already required.
Now basically, do you have a website of your own or anything? Do you have a DVD or anything of that sort you'd like to get out?
No, I don't.
All right, fine. Well, if you want to see a Major Rocky, we carry a wonderful DVD. I'll tell you, it's one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. It's called Trap. It's called, Beyond Treason, and certainly a Major Rocky is there, and it is one of the most touching and powerful videos I've seen. And again, we'll tell you how to get that. Chris, you can get it from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Beyond Treason. It goes into the background. Depleted uranium shows you so many of these government documents that are being largely suppressed by the media. And if they do mention it, they mention it one time, and then you never hear about it again. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment and we'll get to Mike as soon as we get back. Our guest this evening is Major Doug Rocky, and we're talking about depleted uranium, and they're poisoning the boys we're sending overseas to fight for freedom.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork.
Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Right back. Well, our guest is Major Doug Rocky. Did you want to just go ahead and finish that thought? We're at the very end, but I wanted you to mention that you were saying just this last week, it came out there were horrible casualties, and the government was lying about it?
Correct. That's been all over the AP and the wire services for the last 3 or 4 days. And the military then went back and said, well, we'll reinvestigate and come back with a report. They know. They get the Griffiths report on a daily basis. They know what's happening. They just totally disregard it. The soldiers come back and they're abandoned. They're sick and they're ill and they're injured. They can't get medical care. The soldiers that are over there don't get prompt and effective medical care. The civilians don't. The so-called enemy don't, even when we've, won the battle and we've got them in our custody. It's wrong.
I know it is. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing. We want you to have an opportunity to tell the story to all of the various people in our listening audience. God bless and thanks for everything you do, Doug.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good evening.
All right, bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, that was Major Doug Rocky. We always enjoy talking to him. And if you have not yet seen the DVD, Beyond Treason, you need to see it. And it's actually several DVDs. One of them is simply, page after page, hundreds of pages of government documents showing how toxic this is. And, of course, this is being constantly played down here in the United States. And I go to medical meetings and they say, oh, there's nothing to worry about. And I'm wondering what planet these doctors live on, but I don't fault them, because everything is being done to conceal the truth about how we're destroying our young men throughout the world today. But if you haven't seen the DVD or VHS we've done, it's called Planned Population Reduction. I really think when Larry called in from Paso Robles that there is an element of population control in this. In fact, there's population control in so many things going on today. The banning of DDT back in 1973 had nothing to do with how toxic it was, because if we never had a pesticide or insecticide that was anywhere near as safe, it was because DDT was going to save so many lives from malaria, and by banning it, we've killed almost 100 million people since 1973, over the last 33 years, because about 3 million people die needlessly every year. That is either a terrible public health problem or a very effective genocidal program. The same thing with AIDS in Africa and Botswana. 46% of the women coming in for pregnancy, prenatal HIV screening for AIDS in Botswana, which is one of the most prosperous of all the countries in southern Africa, really in all of Africa. 46% are now HIV infected and they're all going to die. That is either a very much failed public health policy or a very successful genocidal policy. If it was a failed public health policy, wouldn't you think they would change the program? But they're not. They're going to continue doing exactly what they've done in the past, and more and more and more people will die. And until you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and behind what's going on are powerful spiritual forces, you can't understand anything going on in the world today. Why throughout the world we're using vaccines with mercury in them for children that will increase their fertility, not only in this generation, but the next generation and the generation after that. Aren't Mr. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates so generous to give all that hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, for those vaccines for those little black children throughout the world? Many of them will never be able to reproduce, and many of them will alter their minds, because mercury is one of the most toxic substances known to mankind, and we're giving it to them in their vaccines, multiple vaccines, toxic doses of mercury. Do you know that, first we're insisting on giving it mercury shots, the influenza shots to the elderly. It doesn't do any good for influenza, but it sure helps to get the Alzheimer rate up, 1,000% increase, according to Dr. Fudenberg. And if you want the documentation, give me a call on 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our 4-tape sets on mercury, and you need to get our book, Evidence of Harm. You need to get our DVDs. The same thing with fluoride. They're poisoning our children with fluoride. They know what they're doing. If you live in an area of fluoridated water, you need to get a Berkey, a big Berkey or Berkey Light, although you can't get the big Berkey here in California. And then please pray for America.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. A commuter flight from Philadelphia to Houston has been diverted to an East Tennessee regional airport after a threatening note was found on board. The U.S. Airways flight landed safely, none of the 55 people aboard were hurt, and no bomb has been found. U.S. Airways spokeswoman Andrea Rader says officials are looking into what happened on the plane.
As we understand it, the passengers are all off the airplane. The FBI is investigating, and they're doing a sweep of the airplane, and we will go from there once we determine what the situation is.